بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. I don't, you know salawat? What salawat? So why aren't I reciting? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. You understand Urdu also, right? No? Farsi only, huh? And English. Okay, so today instead of Urdu and English, I need to mix Farsi and English, okay? So, okay, so that everyone can understand. Yesterday and day before, in the first two classes, and today is the third one, we talked about the realm and the universe of Ghaib. Alam Ghaib, the unseen world. Yesterday, when you were not present, we talked about it in detail, okay? Inshallah, we'll have a recap today also. But today, I'll be talking about the universe of Ghaib, the unseen world, but with another point of view. Okay, bo yek zaviye dige. Okay, kudum zaviye, which viewpoint? From the viewpoint of Mahdawiyat, from the viewpoint of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Okay, I'll be first, before I start to explain what I need to talk, I will be quoting some ahadith relating to our time. You know what is our time today? In what age we are living? What age? Tell me. That's right. Another one. We are living in the age of Ghaibat Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Okay? Since how many years? Like around how much? 1200 plus years. Since 1200 plus years, our Imam is in Ghaibah. Okay? We agree with that, right? Now, what do you think? You tell, before I quote these ahadith we got. See, these ahadith are from whom? From the Masumin alayhi salam. We need to know, what is the viewpoint of, for example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about Ghaibat Imam Zaman? Now, before we come to know about his viewpoint, I need to know your viewpoint. What do you think about Ghaibat? Why Ghaibat, man? Is Ghaibat good, bad? Why Ghaibat? Tell me, Miqdad.
Is it because that?
Why? No, don't ask me. You just say, what do you think about Ghaibat?
Yeah, because, yeah, I think is that because we've done so much things that God didn't think that he's worthy of sending an imam down to us. Well, we do have the imam in our presence, but we can't see him.
So you mentioned two things, huh? The imam is not there, we can't see him, and God did not send him. Why? Because of our own deeds.
Yeah.
Okay, because we are bad people, right? Okay, our a'mal are not good.
Yeah.
Okay? A'mal ima khub nis. Bein khatir gaibat uyukh dade. Befahm me. Okay.
خب من از الان زن هر یه دو چرا بازن بچه هم از الان تو میشوتن میشکنه و از الان ما تا دوازده تا کنیم وقتی یازده تا چرا بزاریم تو نشکنه دیگه دوازده ها نمیزنیم دیگه نمیزنیم تا اینم بشکنه آخرش چرا بود اینا نمیزنیم تا این که اون بچه ها یاد بگیرن دیگه نشده.
خلاصه حرفتون چیه؟ What is the summary of your... Okay, the people, they have not yet recognized the value of the imam.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Anything else? Anyone else? Why Ghaibat? Why? Muhammad. I forgot your name, man. Hassan, yeah. Hassan and Hamza, okay. Anyone? Brother, why Ghaibat? Wasn't that time good when Imam Ali alayhi salam was physically present? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was physically present, and someone who had a question in his mind in Kufa, he used to come from Kufa to Medina physically and meet Imam physically. Salamun alaikum, hey Imam, I have a question. He asks a question, Imam answers. So good, right? First, he raised the hand. Tell me. Conspiracy, okay.
So, they did
Salam, how are you? Close the door. Okay. Salam, Abbas, how are you? Okay. Brother, one question for you. Okay. Why is the Imam in Ghaybat? Why? Because they're more enemies, okay? What about you, Abbas? Why Imam is in Ghaybat? Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, think about this. Why?
That's one reason, that it's unsafe for him to come.
Unsafe for him. Or and? Yes. Anything else?
Maybe
coming to you.
It's just for us.
For us what? Our examination?
Yes.
We are being examined. Imtihan ilahi.
Yeah.
Okay, Moin.
Suppose the real reason of Ghaybat, you wouldn't know until he comes, right? That he tells us this is the real reason.
Again, tell me again.
Like, until the zuhur actually happens, before, like we have many riwayat where we have the reasons for zuhur, for example, or the adlan wa qista, etc. That's the reason for zuhur. But we really have like reasons for ghaibah. So like, suppose when it comes,
we are not talking. Not forget about the riwayat. What do we think? Why ghaibah? Are we not worthy of the physical existence of Imam in front of our time? We are not worthy. Okay, now let's ask, keep your viewpoints and opinions in your mind. Now let's compare our viewpoints to the ahadith and to the mindset of Imam Ma'soom alayhi salam. Okay, now this is a long hadith from Masalan Qala Sami'atu Sadiq Ja'far ibn Muhammad. Iksalwa bifisdeed. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Before I start this hadith, let me tell you. What is this all? Hadith, right? What hadith? Qala Ma'soom. The saying of a Ma'soom, right? See, we are not present at that time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he would have in front of us said this whole hadith, right? We were not present. But this does not mean that we are not present in front of Imam Sadiq. Why? The term present, being present in someone, I'm present in front of you, right? You're present in front of me. This being present in front of someone, can you close that door? This is also comprised of levels and maratib. Okay, Imam Sadiq al-Salam said this hadith like around 1,300 years back. Okay, in front of some of his companions. Okay, understanding? Samajh mein aa raha hai? Okay. Khub, Imam Sadiq un mauke. It was Farsi or English, okay, not Urdu and English. Un roz Imam Sadiq al-Salam az jahat fiziki maujood bud, durust hai? Va dar barabar ashab khodeshun in hadith ro bayan farmood. Ma un waqt maujood nabudim. Hala in dar mahzariyat Imam budan, in front of the Imam budan, in maratib dare. Dare chiye? Maratib, levels has, okay? This has levels. Now, Allah has made this universe and its system in such a beautiful way that when after 1,300 years, Badas Hizar Sisad Khurday Sal, Vakti Shuma Hadith Imam Sadiq Mikhunin, when you're reading the Hadith of Imam, you are in fact in the Mahzariyat of Imam Sadiq. Okay, this is not a complimentary sentence, huh? This is a reality. Now just think, with this hadith, we are getting the access of being in the mahzariyat of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So how would our manners be? How would our adab be, right? We must be in wuzu, we must be in sitting upright, fine, okay, with the adab and the manners. Okay, so when we read a hadith of a masoom at your home or anyone, just think that in fact you are in the mahzariyat of Imam. Okay, and why I brought this Arabic, why not the translation? Because this was his language in which Imam said this hadith, right? So this kalam, when Imam is a Nurani personality, so his kalam is also Nurani. Okay? So when I'm saying this in Arabic, we want that Nuraniyat and light of that hadith in our wujud. ما میخوایم این نورانیت کلام امام انتقال بدیم، منتقل بشه این کلام در وجود خودمون. درسته؟ فهمیدید آقا؟ Okay. Now this is a whole long hadith. I just wanted to quote the part of Ghaibat. Okay. Now Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, quote, "Inna hazal amru amru min amrillah. Inna hazal amra amru min amrillah." He says, "Verily, this amr, this ghaibat, is the amr of Allah." Now, what's amr? I'll come to that. Okay. Allah Ta'ala, وَسِرُّ مِن سِرِّ اللَّهِ. Ghaibat yaki as asrar ilahist. Ghaibat is a secret from the many secrets of Allah. Okay? وَغَيْبَتْ شِيَ غَيْبٌ مِن غَيْبِ اللَّهِ. Ghaibat is what? It's a ghaib from ghaib khuda. Okay? I'll not explain. Now let's go down. Okay? Everything will be clear, inshallah. Okay? You know what ulama say here? Ghaibat is a sunnat of Allah. Ghaibat is sunnat khudas. What sunnat? Tell me. Sunnat is qaide. Qaide. Qaide is zindagi. Qaide is nizam hasti. Okay? Sunnat is like, sunnat never changes. Whatever happens. Sunnat, when Allah has many sunnats, okay, the plural of sunnat is sunan. Sunnat, sunnat ilahi, sunan ilahi. Okay, kawaid ilahi. Whatever you want, I don't know what's in English. What do you call sunnat ilahi in English?
Tradition.
Huh? Tradition, no. Tradition is not a good word. Rules, okay. But if I'm in Kobe, okay. Custom, no. That's rusum or rivaj. Okay. A sunnat of Allah is implemented from the very first day of khilqat. From the day one of this world ila yawm al-qiyamah. A sunnat is always there. It exists. One of those everlasting sunnats is the sunnat of ghaibat. But what is ghaibat? Ghaibat chi aga? Sunnat ilahi. It's a rule of this world. What do you mean sunnat? Whatever happens, ghaibat has to happen. Even if we are good people, if all our deeds are good, we are the best human beings, all of the human beings on this planet are good people, but ghaibat has to happen. Because it's sunnat of Allah. Sunnat of Allah. Okay, we'll come. Now let's see, okay? Now this hadith, also from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Okay? And Abihi and Abi, okay, because one lakab of Imam Sadiq is Chi Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. He says, for example, he says, Inna lil qa'imi minna, our qa'im, our Mahdi, ghaibatun yatulu amadu. His ghaibat is tulani. It's very long, okay? Now let's come here. His ghaibat, antajriya fihi sunanul anbiya'i alayhi wasalam fi ghaibatihim wa innahu la budda lahu. Yani chi? Can anyone translate? Anyone knows Arabic? Arabic, spoken Arabic. Okay. Yeah, moin. That was only going to be it. Yes, huh? Antajri, okay?
So, the sunnah of Anbiya will come to occur.
Which sunnah of Anbiya?
In their ghaibats.
Which sunnah of Anbiya, again?
In their
ghaibat. Oh, you know what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is saying? And Moini is trying to correctly translate, alhamdulillah. He's saying that in our Mahdi, in our Qa'im, the sunnah of Anbiya alayhim salam is implemented. Which sunnah of Anbiya alayhim salam? The gaybat of Anbiya. What does this mean? All our Anbiya alayhim salam, they went for a short time, for a long time in gaybat. We have the gaybat of Hazrat Adam, Hazrat Nuh, Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Isa, Hazrat Idris, and many other Anbiya. Khizr, he's alive today. Okay? All of our Anbiya, they were in gaybat in some time or the other. Okay? They used to preach in gaybat. They used to propagate. They used to recite lectures in gaybat. In their gaybat. We have a whole chapter in the book of Kamaluddin wa Tamamu Ni'ma of Sheikh Saduq Rahmatullah Alayh. He has a chapter, Babul Ghayabat al Anbiya. The chapter of the gaybat of Anbiyas. Okay? So what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is saying, all of the gaybat of Anbiyas, yeah, how many Anbiyas we have? 1,24,000. Even Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also went in gaybat. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farah. Now imagine 1,24,000 Anbiya. And how many gaybats we have then? 1,24,000 gaybats. Okay? Just imagine, let's farz bukunim, Hazrat Nuh went for 100 years in gaybat. For example, okay? I don't know the quantity of the years. Hazrat Idris, for example, for 500 years. Now, comprising and collecting all of the gaybats of Anbiyas, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, as lihaz kamiyat, وَأَزْ لِحَظِ كَيْفِيَتْ هَمْ أَزْ لِحَظِ quantity and quality of the gaybat. All the gaybats of Anbiyas are collected and comprised in the wujud of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Now, is that interesting or not? Who would? هَمْ أَزْ... Oh, this is not for now, Hadri, come on. Come on, this is not Wahwa Majlis, man. Okay? With Wahwa, you can't understand anything. let's wait, because if people come late, okay. So I have the chance to speak more. Getting in Migdad, how is it? All the gaybats of Anbiya, in terms of quantity, in terms of quality, kamiyat and kafiyat, are comprised, are collected and combined in the wujud of Imam Zamana alayhi salam. That is one reason why Imam Zamana's gaybat is too long. That is one reason. Okay? I'll come to that. Because we, the Anbiyas have their own sunnat. The Anbiyas have their own inheritance. The Anbiya have their own mu'ajizat, miracles. All of the miracles of Anbiya, all of the virasat and inheritance of Anbiya, and all of the sunnat hai Anbiya are inside the wujud of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. That is why when Imam Zamana will come inshallah, he will implement the same miracle, the same mu'ajizah which Hazrat Musa alayhi salam implemented at his own time. With his asa, with a stick. Because that same asa Imam Zamana has right now. The same mu'ajizah of Hazrat Idris, all the mu'ajizat of Anbiya will be implemented after his zuhur. So now tell me, I want to make it important. We all ask, right? What was the question in the first class? First class, where do we start from? What is the first step? Can't we take this decision and take this result from just these two ahadith? That in order to understand Imam Zamana alayhi salam, first, his shaksiyat, his personality. Second, his gaybat. Third, his zuhur. Where do we have to go? What do you have to study? No. In order to understand Imam Zamana's ahdaf and goals, in order to understand the reality of gaybat, and the reality of Zuhur, where do you have to go? No.
Quran.
No. Quran is very a kulli jawab. You understand the question? Hame. برای شناخت امام زمان علیه السلام، برای شناخت حقیقت غیبت امام و شناخت ظهور امام و حقیقت ظهور، کجا باید رجوع کنیم؟ چه باید بخونیم؟ نو یک گو بکورد آقا، انبیا. یس، دات از وای. ناو وای، هاو منی آیاتس ریلیتد تو انبیا وی هاف ان قرآن؟ تل می. One third of the Quran is filled with the qasas of Anbiya. 2,200 plus ayat and verses of Anbiya, of their stories. Why? Why? Because of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. The goal of reading the qasas of Anbiya is Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Why? What do we get when we read the qasas of Anbiya? We get to know their sunnats, their qawaid. We get to know their tarbiyati and spiritual upliftment topics and discussions inside their stories, okay? Not istidlali, okay, why was Allah one, the isbat of nabuwat, no. Inside their own stories. It's like you're watching the 45 episode serial of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. In the 45 episode serial of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, we have the sunnat of Hazrat Yusuf, which Allah implemented at his time. We have the gaybat of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and we have the zuhur of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and we have the laws and sunnats and qawaid in his whole life before nabuwat, after nabuwat. So why do we want to, with what viewpoint we need to read his story and to watch his serial? In order to understand Imam Zamana alayhi salam. So, هدف قصه های انبیا در قرآن پس چیه؟ What is the goal of mentioning all these stories of the prophets in the Quran? برای چی؟ To understand Imam Zamana alayhi salam. برای شناخت امام. Okay, so see this hadith. یک سلوات بفرستین. I hope you're not being bored. Are you being bored? Who's feeling bored? Anyone? Bored? Bored آقا. Okay. Okay, now see this hadith of who قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Now with this hadith, we are in the mahzar of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay? This is a long hadith. The highlighting part is not coming, right, Migdan? Okay, I've highlighted this, but it's not clear. Okay, no issues. See this first. He's talking about the time of Ghaybat. The time of Ghaybat, okay? And the people living in the time of Ghaybat. See this. Oh. Wow. Ha. Shawqan ila ikhwani min ba'di. He's saying this to Abu Zar rahmatullah alayh. He's saying, oh, I'm so, what do you say, shawq in English? That good word of shawq?
Impressed.
No, man. Man, in God, I'm so enthusiastic to and excited to meet my brothers who will come after me. Meet my اخوانی. من این که شوق دارم به ملاقات برادرانمون بعد از من. Okay, it's clear to until now. Okay. فقال ابو ذر. ابو ذر says, یا رسول الله ألسنا اخوانك, are we not your brothers? Okay. قال لا, you are not my brothers. انتم اصحابي, you are just my companions, you are not my brothers. وإخواني, and my brothers, Nabi Akram says, are my brothers, يجيئون من بعدي, they will come after me, بعد از من میان, شأنهم شأن الأنبياء, their شأن is the شأن of أنبياء. Now what's شأن in English now?
Their glory, nobility.
Keep it, keep it, keep the lights. Not their ability.
Nobility.
their nobility. Okay, I think that's better. Okay, shan ke mifhami, durust hai. Their status, or okay, because the brothers of Nabi Akram who will come in the time of Ghaybat, they can't become Anbiya, but they can become the shan of Anbiya. Tajalli of Anbiya. Okay, I still have to find a good word in English for that. Okay, shanum shan qaumun yafiruna min. Okay, now see this here. Then again he says, ah, shawqan ilayhim. What's the translation? Again, the I'm so enthusiastic to meet them. Again, he's expressing his feeling. For who? For who? For us. Yani Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He's calling us and all the people living in the time of Ghaybat as his brothers. Now that's a high status. Then companions. مقام برادری و اخوانی بالاتر از مقام اصحاب بودن است. درسته؟ نبی اکرم ما را برادر خودش میخونه. درسته؟ حالا نگاه کنی اینو. بعد the same حدیث. okay, the same حدیث. اینی الیهم لمشتاقون. I am مشتاق towards them, enthusiastic towards, I want to meet them. ثم غمض عينيه وَبَكَى شَوْكًا. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he closed his eyes and he started crying. For who? To meet us. Now, do we think we are, what do you think of ourselves? Hum apne baare mein kya sochte hain? Okay, we are not that worthy people. We are bad people. Okay? And we have pride. Okay? Gurur and takabbur. Okay? Now, if this is our status, we need to see our actions telling us that we are the brothers of Nabi Akram or not. آیا ما واقعا با اگر ما اعمال خودمون رو در نظر بگیریم واقعا در شأن برادری نبی اکرم هستیم یا نه؟ اوکی؟ اگر من خودم رو میبینم نه من که نیستم. چون من خیلی اعمال بدی رو دارم. بس ما باید چیکار کنیم؟ شأنمون رو بالا ببریم. We need to higher our status, right? Okay? So people living at the time of Ghaybat, they are not so low as they think. Okay? Okay, now this last hadith. And this last hadith, okay, this is such a great hadith. And after this hadith, I'll take a decision, we'll take a result, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is unfortunately our last session. Okay? And I want to my last session, okay? Some other teacher will come and I don't know what his topic will be. Okay? Now, just ponder on this, okay? We have 10 minutes to azan, okay? And I need to complete this, okay? This again is for us, Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. Who? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This whole hadith is about the time of Ghaybat. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعِبَادُ مِنَ اللَّهِ جَلَّ ذِكْرُهُ وَأَرْضَ مَا يَكُونُ عَنْهُمْ إِذَا افْتَقَدُوا حُجَّةَ اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَزْ. The most nearest people to Allah, okay? اون کسانی که مقربترین بندگان خدا هستند, those were the most near to Allah, one, وَأَرْضَ مَا يَكُونُ عَنْهُمْ, and those people who with whom Allah is the most, what? Razi. What do you call Razi? Satisfied, okay? Rizayat, happy, khushnood, okay? Who are those? They are those people that they are living at that time, is aftaqadu, when their hujjat khuda is ga'ib. What do you mean by this? Just think about this. Walam yazhar lahum, and the hujjat khuda, he is not zahir in front of them physically. Walam ya'lamu makanahu, and these people who are the most nearest, And with whom Allah is the most satisfied, they don't know his location. They can't find him through Google Map or something, okay? The Google and these people cannot find him. وَهُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ And these people, me and you, who are living in the time of Ghaybat, وَهُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ يَعْلَمُونَ We know that this حُجَّةِ خُدَى لَمْ تَبْتُلْ حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ That حُجَّةِ خُدَى is not batil. He's not died, okay? He's not dead. He's living. Because we have a hadith. Even if there are two persons left in this dunya, one of them will be a Hujjat-e Khuda, for sure. Because the Zameen and this universe cannot be khali of Hujjat-e Khuda. Okay? There has to be a Hujjat-e Khuda, whether Zahir, whether Ghaib. لَمْ تُبْتُلْ حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ جَلَّ الزِّكْرِهُ وَلَا مِيسَاقُ The ahd, the misaq, the promise of that Hujjat-e Khuda, it is not invalid. Okay? Now, وَلَمْ فَإِنْدَهَا فَتَوَقُّ الْفَرَجَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً And these people, they're expecting the faraj of Imam Zaman morning and evening. Okay? Till here. Now, what do you think about Ghaybat now? From this hadith. What do you think about Ghaybat? Is Ghaybat, or your Ghaybat, یک زمان خوبی هست یک زمان بدی هست Is the time of Ghaybat a good time or a bad time? Tell me. In light of this, these all hadiths are?
I think it can be a good time because in that amount of time that you are given, we can like make ourselves a better person and like reflect on bad deeds and try and do good things.
Okay. So he thinks Ghaybat is somewhat a good time. Okay, let him finish.
Rasul Khuda referred to us who are in the Ghaybat as his brothers. I think it's a good time because we have opportunity to reach the status.
Okay, and brother Muhammad?
Good people spend more on the side of the time.
Why?
It's both because on one hand you have iftaqadu al-hujjah, you don't have the hujjah with you, right? But on the other hand, you've been given the opportunity to raise yourself to the level of brotherhood with the Prophet.
Okay, anyone? Anyone to prove ourselves. But is Ghaybat a good time or a bad time? Is Ghaybat a good era or a bad era?
It could be bad if we go to the
Okay. Okay, that's obviously. I have a Quran in my home, I have Najib Balagha. If I don't use it for my own sa'adat, it will be bad for me. Okay, I have all these ni'mat, okay, but I don't use them, it will turn into kufran in ni'mat. Okay? Anything, brother? In light of this hadith, what Imam says, the most nearest people to Allah are those when the hujjat is ghaib. Meaning that when the hujjat is zahir and the people, for example, according to this hadith, Were the people living at the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when Imam was physically present, were they the most nearest to Allah? Or those people are the most nearest to Allah when their hujjat is ghaib? This hadith says no. Those people are the most nearest to Allah when their hujjat is physically ghaib. Not ma'navi, not spiritually. Spiritually Imam is present. What I want, I know you have a lot of questions, okay? But let me save one or two points before Azan and we can meet downstairs and we can discuss. Ghaybat Imam Zamana alayhi salam is the most golden era of this earth. The most golden era. Ghaybat is the best opportunity to gain kamal, perfection. Without Ghaybat, you can't gain the ultimate perfection. Without Imam being physically ghaib, you can't gain the ultimate perfection.
It's like something to encourage us.
No, the real hidayat, The ultimate hidayat and perfection for human beings has to occur at the time of Ghaybat. Why? Tell me one thing. I think I mentioned one example of a connection, of a physical connection. The difference between a physical connection and a spiritual connection. Is a physical connection more powerful than a spiritual connection? A spiritual connection is more powerful. I mentioned some stories of Ayatollah Bajet and Imam Khomeini also, right? So, if the spiritual connection is more powerful, then right now, our connection with Imam Zamana alayhi salam, or let me say, in order to gain the ultimate hidayat, your connection with the Imam has to be spiritual, not physical. Yeah. So why when the Anbiya were present, why were they taken into Ghaybat? Why? They were present, right? It's because of this gaining of perfection, of Kamal. You know what will happen after Zuhr? How will your connection be with the Imam after Zuhr? Can you tell me? It will be spiritual more, not physical. Not physical, huh? Not physical. With these eyes you can't see him, but these eyes which is in the heart, I mentioned that hadith also, those two eyes which is in the heart, those will be automatically activated after Zuhur. But you have to activate those two eyes in the time of Ghaybat in order to gain the ultimate hidayat and perfection, to become insan-e-kamil. We all have to become what? Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. O angels, I have created this human being as my khalifa. We all are khalifa right now. But bil fil or bil quwa, we have the capability of become the khalifa e khuda. We have those capabilities. But that capability right now is deactivated in ourselves. One of those, my last point before Azan, last point, last sentence. One of those ahem, important elements and reason and asbab and ilal, that if we gain that element, okay, agar hum usko apna le, to kya hoga? Our eyes will be opened. We will come out of ignorance and ghaflat. And our qalbi, eyes will be opened. What is that element? What is that element? That is hunger and roza, Mahi Ramazan. Why? Think about that. We'll answer this tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.